No, I don't believe I have.
Okay.
I believe it was the hearth, what they always called it.
After you burn a fire for a pretty long time, this black stuff begins to collect, you know, on the inside. What do you call that stuff?
Smut, what I call it.
You ever heard it called soot?
Soot. This soot. Well, the smut and soot, I reckon, would be the what always the soot like it. It where you wouldn't have a real good suction, and it'd form tags, you see, in a pipe or something, or a chimney. Didn't have a real good suction. It'd choke and the soot would catch a fire and burn out. And the smut would just more or less like a, what I call smut, would, it was fine and stick to the chimney where the fire was. And if a blaze, if there's a blaze, there wouldn't be no soot there. It would burn it, don't see. And on up in a pipe, stove pipe, of the chimney, it'd form a soot. And that'd come down like snow. It'd, when there wasn't no fire in there. But if the fire, the fire could get to it, it would burn it and just leave the smut.
After the wood burns down in the fireplace, there's nothing left but, what do you call
it? The coal.
The coal.
Be the coal, then the ashes.
What color are those ashes after they burn down?
They're kind of a gray, quiet looking. Unless they got some oil in it now. I have seen places where if you're burning wood, though, it would be gray. And if it was hard wood, that's what they used to make soap out of when I was a kid. If it was hard wood, like hickory, oak, they'd take it out, take the ashes up when they out the fireplace. And when they had a barrel out there, and they put it on the drain like this, and the barrel set up in, pour them ashes in that barrel. And when it rained, it was open up there, and then they'd take water when they got ready, all along as they filled that barrel full. They'd just pour water in there and let that water soak on down to the bottom, and they had a pot out in, let it drain. Get what they'd call a lye. And then they'd make soap out of that.
That's pretty strong soap, wasn't it?
It was that, man. It was strong, boy. You cut the grease.
Get you clean quick?
Yeah.
Well, what do you call that up above the fireplace? A lot of people in their houses have this...
A metal boy?
Right. Put pictures and flowers and all that sort of thing on there. Have you ever heard a metal board called anything else?
No, mantle board or a mantle piece, or something like it'd be the mantle of what I'd call.
All right, we were talking about your living room a minute ago. What are some of the things that you would have in your living room? Or what do you have in your living room?
Well, just a living room suit is what they used to call it. Would be the couch and chairs. Coffee table, maybe a desk is all I got in mind in there. Radio, TV, and got a small bookcase there. Just
you mentioned couch. Have you ever heard people call a couch anything else? So you're gonna go sit over there on the.
I don't know what I have.
You ever heard it called a sofa?
Yeah.
Sofa and a couch the same thing?
Yeah, that's what I'd call the same, yeah.
Have you ever heard people call it a Davenport?